Kia ora koutou. I'm Stephen Day at the Walking Access Commission, and I'm here with the Chief Executive of the Commission, Rick Cullinane. Welcome.
Hi, Stephen.
Today we're going to talk about what good access across private land looks like, or good public access across private land looks like from the Commission's perspective. What would be your thoughts about what good access looks like?
Good access is where people know when, how, and where to go, and it works for the landowner.
Okay.
Or the farmer. It works for the landowner.
Yeah. And what are the things that help us achieve good access? What are the causes?
Lots of negotiation. Talking, listening, finding out what's going to work for the farmers, the forestry managers, what the recreating public want,
yep,
how they want it, and recognising that we've all got to share and may compromise a little.
Okay, so how do we get people talking?
I think people, farmers are keen to resolve access issues. If there's demand to cross their property to a river or bush, they're generally pretty keen to find a way that's going to work for them.
Yep.
They generally recognise that managed access is better than saying no, and in our experience, they're really happy to find a solution.
So what are the benefits to farmers of letting these people across their land?
Being able to manage that access, making it clear, so they know when, where, who, why, and being able to allow people to enjoy the land beyond their properties, or even sometimes on it, and still manage an effective and safe operation.
Okay. So, a member of the public drives up and sees a piece of bush or a river that they want to visit. What's the right way that they should go about this? How can they help the farm owner or the landowner?
Yeah, well, that's difficult because a member of the public wanting to cross a bit of private land doesn't really know who to ask.
Yeah.
Is that house part of the farm? Is it a worker? Is it the manager? Is it the owner? Should they walk up and knock on the door? If they're feeling comfortable to phone, where's the number or an email? So in many cases, it's best that those members of the public give us a call and we can help them sort it.
Okay. So I guess for both the public and for the farmers and landowners, it's much easier if they've got a system in place that doesn't require them to be making phone calls and answering phone calls and sending emails. It's all there already.
Yep. I don't know many people in the country who want more phone calls.
Yeah.
We do have a signage program that is active in some places that does provide contact details for people wanting to cross farmers' land, and that works pretty well when there's small numbers, two or three anglers of a weekend. But in places where demand is high, having to manage individual inquiries by phone or email can be problematic.
I've heard you talking in the past about how land can sometimes require special conditions, like it might be lambing season or the like. What can people do to show respect and consideration to the land that they're crossing?
So that's part of what we talk about managed access. So clearly people understand that access can be restricted for lambing or calving or other stock movements or extreme fire danger. I think the way of managing that is to make it clear when, where and how access may be used. So we can do that on our websites, on our brochures and even signage at the time. We often note where access is provided over private land or over a farm. We ask people to recognise that the access is on private land over a working farm and to behave appropriately.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, thank you for your time.